Elk Point. The Elk Point and District Chamber of Commerce may have had very small attendance at their April 26 meeting, which was rescheduled twice due to other commitments for the executive, but that is no reflection of their membership roster. The chamber has a total of 46 paid members to date, including one new member, Holt Sales, an oil field and ranching supply company based in Blackfoot serving a large area, and President Terry Hampson told members that more additions would be welcome. Some potential additions, Hampson said, would be members from previous years who were sent an invoice for their 2024 membership in January, but who have not responded. Noting that some of them may no longer be in business, she asked those who did attend the meeting their thoughts on having a cutoff date for membership to be paid, suggesting that, maybe next year we should have a deadline. To date, new members have been welcomed at all times of the year, and Hampson and Linda Salstrom of STEP visited several businesses to provide them with membership information. Hampson says the chamber's email list includes 92 names, and is due for review to remove businesses that are no longer operating. Hampson attended the Lakeland Regional Roundtable on April 4, which included chambers from St. Paul, Lac La Biche, Cold Lake and Bonneville and found it very informative, learning that it is not necessary for the chamber to be part of the Alberta Chamber of Commerce and that chamber members from across the country can now be part of the Chamber Perks app that lists discounts at member businesses. One item under the old business on the agenda was a question regarding the use of the electric vehicle charger at the town administration office. Count Tim Smarica told the chamber the charger has had very minimal use, and usage came at very low cost, but it put us on the map as a destination where it is possible to recharge electric vehicles. Upcoming events include the Second Chance Trail Ride, which will be coming up Main Street on May 11 at approximately 3:45 p.m., with volunteers needed to set up and take down barricades at the street corners. Lemonade Day on June 14 allows local businesses to offer a sweet spot outside their premises to the young entrepreneurs taking part in their first business venture. During the roundtable session, Town of Elk Point Sao Ken Guoj noted that it is difficult to find local applicants for jobs, such as a year-long position to fill a maternity leave, with most of those who did apply being from outside Canada and there being only two local applicants. Hampson complimented the Town of Elk Point on its efforts to bring the property tax increase down to 5.8%.